The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 14, 1976, in Bombay, India.
So you explain Bhagavad Gita as it is there in Amravati?
Yes.
They like it?
Yes. Many young people are very attracted.
Yes, fine. Real thing when you present them.
Many people are trying to admit that they had a very vague idea of religion. It is not so.
Not many, all of them. They do not know what is it. Therefore, there are so many rascal religions. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins, Dharma Prudhita Koita Vahato. All cheating type of religions kicked out from them. This is beginning. And Vrindavanadas Thakur has translated. Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale, Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. Whatever is going on throughout the whole world as religion, Bhagavad is condemning them as simply cheating. Very clear answers. Chale and chale. Chale means cheating.
Chalkapata.
So whatever is going on in the name of religion, simply cheating. Because religion means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavatpanna. Religion means the laws given by God. That is, they do not know who is God, then what is the law? And God is coming personally, giving the law. Sarvadharman paritajya mamekam sam. They look at it. In the absence, they will say, we have not seen God, we do not know who is God. And when He comes, we will take. They are misguided by the leaders. Bhagavad Gita is obvious. Take Bhagavad Gita. But don't touch this. Untouchable. Take the egg and cut the throat of the chicken. It is expensive. Take one is hind part and get egg. And mouth is expensive. Cut it. Or the cook in lab. Very intelligent. This part is expensive, and this part is profitable. Keep this part and cut it. So as soon as in Bhagavad Gita, you say, you have to become devotee of Krishna. No, cut. That part cut. And Krishna said, karmanne bodhikaraste, and what? Like asking day and night. Yes.
That is the most favorite slogan of
everything. Yeah. Because they're asses. Asses, they want, even in Tehran, I saw the ass. It is Indian city. Loaded.
With cords or something.
Right. Some tons of. The ass does not know why he's carrying so much load. Therefore, Mura. What he is carrying? What is his profit? Isn't it? What is carrying so much? I'm being industrial. I've got so much. What are you doing in this? And that isn't. Yes. But these are described as assets. They do not know what is the intention.
How does it matter what people call Krishna? What they call Bhagavan or Vishnu or what particular? If it is just only one God. You are talking, you are removing Krishna from Gita, but putting Bhagavan there instead of Krishna, how does it matter?
Krishna said, Matta Paradanam Nanyam Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartati. Iti matya bhajante vāna, buddhābhāhu savanya. Bhavanām janmanām anti, jñānavān mām prabhajati. This is the problem. Idam te jñānam prakhyātam, duryād duryatamam. Maya. Then next line. Brimisha. In body. Brimisha idam. Vitechasi tathātu. End of the question. It is strong word because we are misled by it. Who is leader? We are confused. Otherwise everything is clear.
Iti de jnanam akhyatam guhya guhya dharamaya vimrishyeta dasheshena yathechasi rathati. Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
How do you want more? It is up to you. He has explained everything. What is karma yoga, what is jnana yoga, what is jnana yoga, what is bhakti yoga, what is the ultimate goal. Sarvadharmān prityajyamāme kam sara. He has explained everything. Now it is up to you to think over it and do what you like. There is no force. You are at liberty. So then your question has no standing. You have to decide if you have got intelligence to take up the instruction of Krishna and be happy. It is up to you. What was your question? What was your question?
What was my question? I said, how does it matter what name we give to Krishna? Whether we call him by Bhagavan or other names? Or
dog, cat, whatever you like.
As far as...
As you say, whatever you like. You can call him a dog, a cat.
The names of Bhagavan only, I say.
Do you know Bhagavan's name? You do not know Bhagavan. How do you know Bhagavan's name?
But it's interchangeably used.
What is interchangeable? It says, Ma may come. Where is interchangeable? Why you manufacture? Fertile brain. Don't make your brain fertile. That is why rascal. Why is that? Mom, ekam. Ekam.
That is, Krishna is the only God. That's why there is no other alternative. Krishna is the God. That's why no alternative.
Krishna. That is explained in this Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti Chamsukala Pumsa Krishnatu Bhagavan. All incarnation of God in this sky. And the summary is given at the end that all these names, Ram Nisinga Baraha and so many, hundreds and thousands. So all of them are Krishna's plenary portion or portion of the plenary. Iti cha Aṁsa Kala. And this Krishna is to Bhagavan. He is your unit. Iti chāṁśakalā pūṣa kṛṣṇasthu bhagavān And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, aham sarvasya prabhu. There are many incarnations of God. So many incarnations that you cannot count it. This day it is stated in this Srimad Bhagavatam that like you cannot count the weights of the river. Similarly, you cannot count how many incarnations are there. But Bhagavad gives you the information that all these incarnations, innumerable incarnations, they are portions or part of the portion, but Krishna is to Bhagavan. And Krishna has to confirm Matta Parataram Dhanya, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. And the origin, Mahaikam Swami, that is the limitation. Unfortunately, you have got fertile brain, the manufacturing things, and that is your misfortune. So it's better to remain a fool before the acharya, then he will make progress. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru mane murkha dekhi karila sasu. My Guru saw me, a fool number one, and he has chastised me. When Prakashananda Saraswati asked him that you are sannyasi, he has simply chanted. He replied like this, Guru mane murkha dekhi karila sasu. My Guru Maharaj saw me, say, full number one. Therefore he has said, the same thing chant for you. You ask that you cannot do anything. So I am doing it, I am getting it. He represented himself, a representative of the fools and rascals. So, kalau nasiva, nasiva, nasiva. This is the only thing, chant for it. Then you gradually come to your original sense. Chaita Dattana Mahajana, Baba Mahadava. It is very easy thing. People will not tell. They want to see magic, they want to see jugglery, they want to hear all nonsense. Talk nonsense sitting there day night. Satcha bole tumhare rakha, jhuta jagat ki. Danna kali yug dukh lage aur has paa. Krishna is speaking, but personally, that is not good. They go to some rascal who can talk jugglery and show magic. Who can show? Greater magic than Krishna. Who has done it? A 7 years old boy lifting the mountain. And that is mystic, mythology. When Krishna shows something wonderful, that is mythology. Another common sense is that there are hundreds and thousands and millions of planets. There is no life where you have rocks and sand and everything is here. Yeah, there are rocks and sands and there are living entities, there are forests, there are greenness, everything. Variety. Why other planets without variety? If somebody has created, why is so dull that he has created everything here? and everywhere should be rocks and sand. So what business you have to do with rocks and sand? Misspent his valuable time for creating rocks and sand. And where from the sand came? Scientifically, sand is there where there is sea. Sand is sodium silicate. It is his manufactured form, salt. So without water there is no question of sand. These things that you will consider. And rock is also a combination of sand.
In today's time there is a news item. In today's time there is a news item. Very light, but it can be taken in a deeper sense.
What is that name?
Somebody has given a prediction. I forget his name. But he says that in the next 30 years or so, human beings will discover some things on which gravity does not act.
Human beings will discover some things on which the law of gravity does not work.
Law
of gravity does not work now also.
Yeah.
You take one a small needle and you take one big log. The log will float and the needle will go down. The needle is so less weight, but it goes down. And the log is so heavy, it flows. Well,
log and that is only relative. Both are being acted on.
Therefore, relative, it is not absolute. Log
and the thing is, till now, you know, we are thinking that light is the five fastest things. And all our thinking was conditioned by that, at least in the scientific context.
The scientific context in Hawaii. They cut all the coconuts because then their scientists love them. But we don't care for them. We don't care. We are keeping the coconut on our head. We never think of love gravity. They should be thought of. And those who are very much advanced in love gravity, they have lost all the beauty of the trees. They are afraid.
The
fall on the head. Yes, fall on the head. This is the game of love. We have discussed this point, why the green apple does not fall down.
Yeah.
This is the concept. And why the other planets do not fall down? With how many rocks?
Millions of stars. Millions of
stars. Millions, they do not fall down. But why is the law of gravity acting?
Now, the news item shows that.
That means, law means it is made by somebody. And the maker, if he likes, it will act. If he does not like, it will not act. They say Lord Ramchandra, all the stones he threw over the sea and they began to flow. Not that when he made that breeze, the stones, they are solidified. No, they begin to flow. And all the monkeys went to wash them. So the lawmaker is Lord Ram's son. If he likes, the stone will go down. If he doesn't like, it will go. The lawmaker is fair, not the law. It's like in the state law. Today it is law, tomorrow it is no law. It depends on the lawmaker. The Govardhan Hill, what law is there?
Krishna's law.
No, even the yogis, they can do that. Anima, Lavima, Mahima, Shakti, Siddhi, Paksha Siddhi Yoga. By yogic process, you can become so stout and strong that you can take the hill of Mahima.
To you, and I think Mr. Swarav had forwarded my letter to you, to which I got a reply, and I was asked to come and meet you today. I just inquired with the gentleman that is it the right forum or the right place where I can discuss. Actually, what I had in mind, or I should rather say, I have in mind, I have got about 30 acres of land at Udaipur in Rajasthan, and I was trying to make a compass with studios, laboratories, and residential places for these producers, stars, castes and things. And when discussing with Mr. Swarav, I was advised that some spare land which we had thought of utilizing for horticulture, we would better utilize it for cow herds, to have over, say, about 100 cows. Well, this I have been thinking, apart from this cowherd business, I have been thinking about this campus quite some time back, and when I met Giridhar and then we started getting more close to this association, I thought that why not should we have a temple of Lord Krishna as a center where from we start the activities.
We must have Krishna. Next problem.
Well,
we have got experience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also introduced this dramatic play, but the play was performed by a great devotee. So, unless devotees attract, this play will not be effective.
Yes, I have discussed that also with Mr. Swarav.
Devotees, who can spare time. As far as all the devotees, they are also in the training. And if they have to learn another training, that will be very difficult.
Sir, you will perhaps agree that towards...
That we are doing, in, just like in New York, we have a stage. So, we are playing something from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad, occasionally.
As for Ramana Gita, I saw in New York 1 month back. I was in New York. In the temple I studied Ramana Gita. It was very, very exciting.
Yeah.
I had been there, my two sons are there in New York.
so I took them to the temple. So your divine grace was there at the time, perhaps busy or something, so I couldn't have the darshan. And
then I was there, you were.
So then, yes, so same day I was leaving for India. So I couldn't have the darshan, so I just got here. Vidyaji told me.
So what about the time that? But a thin project, it can be done, provided it is done in foreign countries. Here everything is expensive and lacking manpower. Make a film is required a huge amount of money.
Money perhaps, sir, we will be able to, that problem we will be able to surmount. Because initially, for the project, not only making the film, the whole project of the campus, I have got the blueprint with me. When you are little closer, I will show the blueprint and I will have your blessings that if I am able to achieve it. What I was thinking that a short film, say about 8 to 10,000 feet, which occupies an hour and 20 minutes or so, initially made and dubbed into as many languages as can be done, because the sound portion is always separate. And as I was discussing with Mr. Swarag Giridhar,
the life of Krishna is known. Almost everyone.
Yes. So, and also, sir, there are numerous pictures. Numerous pictures also. But what we have to educate the people, sir?
By practice. We are training them to practice how to become devotees. A superficial seeing the activities of Krishna, this is not possible. One has to practice. Just like we are going to start Gurukul. Gurukul means practice. Brahmachari Gurukule Basant Dhanta. How to become self-controlled, dhamma. That is the... So our mission is to awaken the original consciousness, and that can be done by practice. Without practice it is not. It is not by seeing some picture one becomes Krishna conscious. That is not
true. So, sir, do we not convey to a larger people?
That is being done through books.
But, sir, books are for such people who can read, who can understand. When
yes, something can be done. Explaining the picture, but taking consideration of the labor and money invested in that way, the response will be not satisfied. It is not possible.
Yes, what I was thinking that we have
you
a limited...
I see that Krishna is lifting the gold on here, then many of them will laugh that this is all mythology, a boy is lifting gold on here. Many of them will laugh instead of taking seriously, because unless one is devotee, he cannot understand what is Krishna. And as soon as he sees the boy Krishna is lifting Govardhan hill, he does not understand what is Krishna. He is up. He entered the Jagannath temple, he immediately went, here is my Lord Krishna. And the artist will see what he has seen. An old figure, not very beautiful, as this man has painted. Actually, there is nothing so extraordinary that one should be painted. But we see basically, there is no friend, here is my love. It is the question of vision. Nemanjana churita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokha. One, there is confirmation. One who is trained up to see God, he can see. Otherwise, Nemanjana churita bhakti bilochana. It's like sometimes you cannot see properly, there is what is called
cataract.
No, no, that's an ointment.
Kajal.
Kajal is a English word.
Surma.
No. That is nothing in the word. Kali, something. Sir. On what prey? Premanjana chutanjana means that.
Anjana, self.
Self. There is English proper word.
Self.
You change the eyes in the self of love.
Self, yes.
Self.
That is the self. The self of love. One who has painted his eyes, the self of love, he can see.
But sir, there will be only a few who can reach that stage. But the downtrodden.
But that's the fact. Munusanam sarse sukhaschitra kishidraya jagatama kishidhyanam kashchit vetti mamta. You cannot make such person by soil fail. You know.
No, that I admit. It is not possible to make men devotees or
religious
by showing flames. But
mind diversion.
At least those who cannot read our books, to whom individually we cannot reach in spite of our...
But they know. They hear. There are different processes. They know Krishna is. It's like in India, the Janmashtami is coming. I think 7% houses will observe Janmashtami. There is no doubt. Either he is a devotee of Krishna or not Krishna. Even some Mohammedans are there, I know.
Yes, Parsis, Mohammedans, Boras.
They are there.
They are there.
So, to some extent, they have got some affection for Krishna. But not to that extent. They will be overwhelmed by seeing Krishna's testimony.
I think it is, generally people are more attracted to society by the behavior of devotees rather than philosophy, Krishna's pastime philosophy. Philosophy is there, but generally when they see the devotees and by association, purification comes. Because as you say, there are so many books about it. So if the movie is made, just like our Hare Krishna people movie, it is showing the practical example of how one can live Krishna consciously and solve all the problems of the day-to-day life. Such a movie can attract people to become devotees rather than...
For a student, it is good idea. For a student.
For everyone. I mean,
and that apart,
those who cannot read the book, they are still better. And those who can read the book, they are still more dangerous.
That is true, sir. They will misrepresent the whole thing. Misinterpret it.
Kutarkwal.
They will misrepresent, mis, uh,
interpret, the danger is still more there. It is rather more with the educated people that the danger is there than the uneducated. But to reach the uneducated, we have, I was thinking, this is a better media. This is one of the medias, perhaps, I wouldn't say better, perhaps one of the medias by which we can reach them in a larger crowd.
But not in the way that the films are made.
No, that is what's there. I don't want, I could produce it.
That Krishna consciousness is developed when one practices according to the prescribed method. Tamasa brahmacharyena samena tameena va tyagena satta shauchabhyam jameena niyameena va. These are the process, tapasya, brahmacharya. So, it is very difficult for the common man to undergo tapasya. Little tapasya we have introduced, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. That is also become very difficult nowadays.
But is it not possible that the medias through the world will know the name of society of Krishna consciousness, and then they will be attracted more and more, and they will...
When you want to attract people, you have to show that revolver is
But there are also good persons who are not...
That good person is very, very rare. I, from education point of view,
yes, sir.
Unless one is put into practice, it is not. That is Vedic culture. From the beginning of life, students were sent to Gurukul for practicing how to become brahmacharya. That training is very important. Then they attend as grihastha, then vanaprastha, and ultimately sannyas, completely renounced. Immediately a person cannot be renounced, therefore gradually, step by step. So, unless there is proper training, not just like we are selling millions of copies of this book, the reading, how many of them coming forward? It requires training. Training is essential to make the Krishna conscious.
I would rather request that you direct your efforts.
Yes, sir.
If one goes in the village without any dress, without any hippie, plays the part of Krishna, and somebody plays the part of Radharani, thousands of people will come. There is no need of him. Jatra party.
Jatra party, sir, there, sir. Yes. Even the things we show to those remote villages, and it has a
say that mass of people will come as soon as they hear that here is some play going on, Krishna pastime, still in India.
It is there, sir. So what my submission was, that what we do as film producers and in this line of business, that we do it more on commercial basis. Gimmicks are there, these things are there, but then it is not so much educative. What your Prabhupada wants to convey, if as a member of...
Education you cannot give. Education means it is practical practice. But to show something that you can attract even without pen, the Jatra particle.
Jatra parties are here again. The problem is in this vast country or for that purpose, if you take the whole world as a place, how many Jatra parties can we
say that even if you attract better crowd, what will be the benefit? Unless you come to the point of practicing, there is no problem. Who will be attracted to practice?
That is the consciousness.
Nobody is that. We are getting practical experience.
In other words, just being attracted to philosophy is not sufficient.
Now, just like we are attempting, not only we are everywhere, we have got nice buildings, nice field of activity, and Spain, Bombay, we are constructing such a big house. So, we are asking at least those who are Hellenic people, that they be retired, come here and practice Krishna consciousness. No. Nobody is prepared to practice. And this is a thing. Without practice, you cannot realize.
That is why, sir, without going outside,
the
whole thing, if we make it...
Just that the practice is also not very typical. Just like Krishna says, man mana bhava man bhakta man jaji man namaskuru. So, if you daily come to the temple, see the deity, you will have some impression. And you can think of Krishna, how he is playing flute, how he is nicely dressed, how Radharani is standing by his side. Then man mana. You can think of Krishna very easily. So man mana bhava bhakta. And as soon as you think of Krishna, you become a devotee. Because a businessman will not spare so much time thinking Krishna how he is playing flute. He has no business. Without being bhakta, nobody will be interested to meditate upon Krishna, how he is standing, how he is playing flute. This is bhakta's duty. So anyone who is sparing some time to think of Krishna, that means automatically he becomes bhakta. Manmana, bhavamacchu. Madhyaji, then naturally, if he becomes bhakta, naturally, why not offer Krishna something? Naturally. He brings some fruits, some flowers, some grains. And Krishna is accepting them. Bhaktam kusmam param poya. Yomi bhaktyabhuti. So, to think of Krishna, to become a devotee, and to offer him something, Patram Purusha, and offer him obeisances. These things are development of Krishna consciousness. And the result is, end of this verse, Mami Vaishyasi Yajam. By simply executing these four principles, Krishna assures that he will come asaṁsaya, without any doubt.
Without sunshaya.
Manmana bhavat sapadonti, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame vaiśaśi satyam devati jāni.
40, you climbed up to 40, the life of Krishna, your divine grace, the film producers are distorting all our mythological.
But as soon as you say mythology, there is no Krishna.
Or say, don't say mythology. I mean to say, my meaning was that they are distorting all of our religious. They are making films be something unusual things and very cheap things. We can reform them and bring.
No, unless the practice, it will not
to the art. We can bring spiritualism to the art.
Not that you can use your art.
Yes.
Just to give some incentive. But the thing is, unless we practice.
That is the most important. Practice of that is the essence. Of course, that is the essence. But to think to the essence, we should be portrayed the people to the right path.
It can be a part of the propaganda.
Yes. Because in India, it is even.
But for that part of propaganda, the energy will require new energy, money, energy, to spare this money, energy. Just like Krishna is lifting the hip, he will show in the picture. You can inform also about that lifting by talking with him.
No, that is why, sir, what my suggestion was that we are conveying whatever is there in Bhagavad Gita or whatever one subject we take. While we are discussing the subject, after all, we are also human beings.
I have already said. You can take it.
Same time, we give some flashbacks. And in with purity.
See the film, don't smoke. No visitors.
No, sir. In the cinema houses, they don't smoke.
No, that is another thing. But
of course, by force, that it has been enforced.
But even you can request us.
We can. I mean, that is what I say. Stage by stage, that stage can be reached, sir.
They will feel the.
They will feel that they will be ashamed not to smoke when such a spiritual thing is being shown to them.
Creating an atmosphere.
Gradually it can, it is not a thing of a day. It will take years to come. We will have to go. And my point was that.
But here there is no question of energy. Begin. Hare Krishna and people in
charge. So in the minister of film, you can have some Hare Krishna.
Immediate.
That we are. Suppose I am getting, sir, as you said about
money. Begin. Andavilasita sunnam. If there is any other motive, then immediately there is no work. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma ganabhutam anukudvena krishna nusilanam bhakti. There may be little bhakti touch, but the uttama bhakti, the definition is anna vilasita sunnam. So, it is very difficult for the actors and actresses to give up the commercial idea. That is Unnavila. That by playing like this, I will be popular, I will get money. This is Unnavila. So to make it zero is very difficult. Unless it is zero, there is no work. But everything can be doctored. Nidbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam. Just like, or you say, Sitaram. She wants to return this way to help Krishna movement. That is very good.
She wanted to mint money.
Huh?
If she wanted to mint money in this country, she would have been one of the richest artists in this country.
Yeah.
But because she is dedicated, as you say, without any mortification, and even mind you, today we come to see.
Money making is not bad. The money comes.
She has not commercialized.
No, there is no commercialization. Krishna says, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasnasi, jat tapasasi, purushatan madatpanam. To earn money is not bad. But if it is given to Krishna, then it is good.
That is?
Bhakti.
That is what she has done.
That is bhakti. Just like Arjuna, he was a soldier. But he fought for Krishna. That is a military art. Or his personal, he refused. No, I am not going to fight with my relatives. But when he understood that Krishna wants it, he did it. So anything, if we adopted with Krishna's service, then we can cope. Just like Krishna is saying, patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi vaktya puyach. Anyone who is offering in devotion a little leaf, little flower, little water, I accept. But Krishna is not poverty-stricken that he wants from you something. But he wants your bhakti, that he become a devote, manvana bhava manva. He wants that. So, if the poorest man also gives something in bhakti, Krishna accepts. So, that does not mean that I have got money. Krishna is satisfied with little flower. So give little flower to Krishna and enjoy this money for my sesame. That is cheating. That is cheating. Krishna says, whatever you do, Guru Satam Madhapa, give me that. And that is good. Whatever position we may be in, if our life is dedicated to Krishna, that is bhakti. That is bhakti. It doesn't matter what is the status, but Krishna is unlimitedly everything. Just like we are spending lakhs and crores in this. What is purpose? They may say that Krishna is satisfied with patram pushpam phalam toyam. Why are you spending so much money? The idea is that when there is money, if you simply offer Krishna patram pushpam toyam, that is cheating. Krishna knows it. If you have got money, then you must spend a gorgeous temple for Krishna. That is proper utilization. Now, if the money is kept for my separate use, and Krishna may be offered a little leaf and water. According to one's position, he must worship Krishna. So, Bombay is so rich, therefore you are collecting. Spend for this. Otherwise, it will be spent for other purposes. Money will be spent, it will not stay. Sannimitte varung talo, vinasi niyate sati. Money will not stay, at least at the time of my death, money will remain where it is. I will have to go on. Naked. So, money, so long
is in my hand, let it spend for Krishna. That is all. It will be spent. I will have to be separated. There is no excuse. So long it is in my position, let it spend for Krishna. That is all. So whatever I know, we are not of that philosophy, they don't touch money. No, not only touch, we can consume any amount of money. Bring it and spend for it. That is our thought. We are not that so-called renouncer, that as soon as there is money, my face becomes deformed, my hands go this way. No, we capture immediately and spend it immediately. Lakshmi is to engage in the service of Narayan. Just like Sita Devi, Lakshmi, she is meant for serving Narayan, Ramchandra. Ravan thought that take out the Lakshmi from Rama. He became vanquished. Finished. She could not keep Lakshmi, but she became vanquished. Because she wanted to enjoy Lakshmi without Rama. But Lakshmi cannot stay without Ram. Narayan. That is false attempt. So he became vanquished with money, with family, everything, personal, everything. So if we want to keep Lakshmi without Narayan, then it will not be very good. Lakshmi keeps Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, very good.